distributed campaign literature, and I think made a radio speech. And she wants me to know that she's that this fellow tried to defeat her, but that I think that's something you ought to know about, that we ought to know about, and the committee ought to know about, because I don't want to get another Dodd thing here. Pearson talked to Dodd about confidentially making his son-in-law, Bess Abel's husband, district attorney, and he, poor devil.
Well, I checked out that district attorney. He had a couple of references to this, 6 to 8 weeks ago, and so of course I checked it out, but I didn't want to get involved and something get sticky. And in 54, incidentally, that's the year I first ran for governor, so I was quite close to political affairs at the time. The fountain was a 22-year-old kid. His family, which incidentally at that time was Republican, lived in the same town and were friends of the Jones family. Jones was the fellow who ran against Martin that year. And so the kids in the town, and it's a Democratic town, kids, both Democrat and Republican, got behind a hometown boy. That's the best I can track this down. The fountain said he did work in Jones' headquarters, the best envelopes and that sort of routine thing, which you'd expect of a 22-year-old kid. You're not going to give him a major responsibility. And certainly he was not part of the McCarthy conspiracy. I don't even know to what extent McCarthy was involved in Jones' campaign, for that matter.
I would guess it's
talk about it, and he might have encouraged him, but how much he committed him or resources to Jones, I don't know. I wouldn't pretend to have any knowledge on that. But the fountain certainly was not a key figure, and wouldn't have been at that age. He didn't have the political background at that time. And he was just one of a bunch of kids who helped. Now, since that time, LaFountain, of course, on to law school, and he's a well-liked and very popular figure throughout that county. He's county attorney, has done a good job, and at the time that I was considering who to recommend, I considered three fellows seriously, all three pretty good. And my files are filled with letters from prominent Republicans as well as Democrats in his county, strongly endorsing him, lawyers, judges. And he's just about as popular a youngster in the county as I know of. On both sides of the aisle, he's done a good job. And I think it would hurt both Margaret and me if he were to be turned down.
Well, he's not going to be turned down if you want him appointed.
Yeah, well,
the question is, do you want to say anything to Pearson about the background and tell him you've read his column, we've checked into it, and that you, in light of this, you still recommend him? It's got nothing to do with the McCarthy thing, and he had no connection with it, that he was just distributing literature, according to the FBI report.
That's not a bad idea.
I think ahead of time, I think he'll consider it a rebuke if we send it up there and think we're prejudiced, but
yeah.
I think if you said to him that you are urging a department to do this, you've seen his column, that you've gone into that, and at that time he was 23 years old. He participated only very slightly in the campaign. The FBI report shows that Jones's campaign manager, Stover, S-T-O-V-E-R, does not even remember LaFountain. Jones says that LaFountain's participation was very minor, that he had nothing to do with either policy or tactics.
Could I have that report, Mr. President?
No, but they won't let anybody but chairman have it, but I'm just reading from an analysis made by one of my Texas boys, Barefoot Sanders,
right,
and Ramsey Clark. They went and talked to her about an hour. She's very unhappy about the prospective nomination.
Right.
Apparently her disapproval is directed at Senator Muskie for recommending him. Ramsey says Senator Muskie has urged Fountain's nomination. He's talked to me about it. Senator Smith's objections arises out of his participation in 54. He was only 23 years old. He participated only slightly. The FBI report shows that Jones's campaign manager does not even remember LaFountain. Now, I don't know that I even say FBI. I just say the facts are that Jones does not even remember him, because I'm not supposed to tell it. Jones himself says that LaFountain's participation was minor, had nothing to do with either policy or tactics.
All right, let me try it out.
And here's what Ramsey Clark says. The alternatives are: ask Senator Muskie to withdraw LaFountain and submit another name. 2, delay LaFountain's nomination. 3, go ahead with LaFountain. Alternative 1 would be very difficult, and I doubt that you would want to ask your friend Senator to do this. It's well known now, probably in Maine, because the FBI check, that Senator Muskie has recommended Fountain. For you to ask him to back down would amount to admission that Senator Smith can veto his recommendation. On the merits, there's no reason for you to ask him to back down, as LaFountain is very qualified on the basis of the check to be United States Attorney. Alternative number 2, you could delay it, and that will just aggravate Senator Muskie and make no indication that it'll do anything but aggravate Senator Smith. 3, I recommend alternative 3. Go ahead with LaFountain, who is highly recommended by the bench, the bar, and others in Maine. And my boy says try to get Senator Muskie to make it clear to Pearson before he gets his neck out further that he has gone into all of this,
right,
so that that little general up there, whatever his name is, doesn't get to him too, and explain to him that we're rewarding a McCarthy man. Just say the report shows that you had questions about yourself, but the report shows that he wasn't connected with McCarthy. That the manager of Jones's campaign didn't even remember him.
Yeah.
That he lived in a Democratic town. He did pass out some leaflets, but there's nothing wrong with it. And that not connected, and let me know. And if you talk to him, I just don't want him to go to hit
now.
This nomination like he did at the Breslin.
Yeah. No, I think that's good advice. And incidentally, I want you to know that at the time I cleared LaFountain for Ramsey to start the FBI check, I knew nothing at all of this. The Pearson column came out subsequently. The FBI check had begun before I had the slightest clue.
Tell him that, and let's try to sell him on it so he doesn't get after this one like he does. I think maybe he may be friendly with her because she votes Democratic once in a while on some bill.
She thinks very highly of him. He thinks very highly of her, I know.
And we'll just try to explain to him that one of your men sent the column in, and you've looked at it because you certainly don't want to do anything that's proper, but that you want to assure him this is not a... has no connection with it. The reason, and make notes what he says and let me know so we don't get in a war with him or more than one at one time.
All right.
But if you be sure, if you want him to go, he'll go, and we'll ride it out. I just want to try to take whatever precautions I can, because you've been too wonderful to hesitate or shimmy about anything you want.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Wilson. I'll check this out.
Let's just be intelligent about it. All the boys to the department, Barefoot, Sanders, Ramsey, Katzenbach, all of them are LaFountain.